Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Cecilia Martinsio, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 31st, 1808, attention was brought to various issues regarding the whereabouts of a number of persons. Firstly, it was revealed that a group of enslaved Africans had been brought to Barbados aboard the ship Tartar. Since then, these individuals had been distributed across the island. However, the collector of His Majesty's Customs was now calling for them to be returned immediately to him at the customs house in Bridgetown. A notice for a wandering African man was also placed in the newspaper. This young man was found on the Mount Plantation, wearing a striped shirt and brown pants, but he named no one as his owner. He was described as 5'6 in height, and he bore the marks of his country on his face. The author of the notice stated that there were two stipulations to having this man returned to his owner, the first being proof that he was in fact under their proprietorship. The second stipulation was payment for having this advertisement placed in the newspaper. A similar situation was reported about a black gentleman who was found and captured on the Rice's Plantation in St. Philip. Unlike the aforementioned individual, he stated plainly that he was not enslaved. He was a free man and his name was Peter Trotman. Evidently, his captors did not believe him as they took him to the cage, from where they invited his owners to collect him. Another advertisement gracing the front page of the Barbados Mercury and Bristol Gazette regarded a search for an enslaved man by the name of Quoy, who had seemingly run away. Quoy was 5'10 and, according to the report, rather tawny, pitted a little with smallpox, and he spoke generally with a smile. His amicable nature was confirmed by the fact that he had some notable social connections at Buckley's and Cottage in St. George. He was known to be a skillful banjo player who enjoyed attending the dances of his peers. He was certainly light on his feet, as he had been spotted in many places across the island since his escape. For example, he was seen in Duke's and Yorkshire Hall St. Thomas at the Castle, in Holtown, and finally in Bastards Road. With this in mind, the notice warned masters of sea vessels to resist any inclination to help Quoy leave the island shores, as they would feel the full brunt of the law for doing so. On the other hand, anyone who was able to apprehend him and return him to the cage would receive a substantial reward of £10. This and similar such advertisements dealing with matters of liberated, captured, or runaway enslaved persons were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, May 31st, 1808.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.